177 pounds at 6'3" tall. That is a staggering number, one I can hardly believe, but at one point that was the truth of my body. I learned of the number at a Cleveland clinic in Weston, Florida. I don't know how I let things get so out of control, but I do. My father went with me to Cleveland Clinic. I was in my late 20s. It was July. Outside, it was hot and muggy and lushly green. In the clinic, the air was frigid and antiseptic. Everything was slick, expensive wood, marble. I thought, this is how I'm spending my summer vacation. There were 7 other people in the meeting room, an orientation session for gastric bypass surgery. 2 fat guys, a slightly overweight woman and her thin husband, 2 people in lab coats, and another large woman. As I surveyed my surroundings, I did that thing fat people tend to do around other fat people. I measured myself in relation to their size. I was bigger than 5, smaller than 2. At least that is what I told myself. For $270, I spent a good portion of my day listening to the benefits of having my anatomy drastically altered to lose weight. It was, the doctor said, the only effective therapy for obesity. They were doctors. They were supposed to know what was best for me. I wanted to believe them. A psychiatrist talked to those of us as